Welcome to the Authors Line, interviews and insights with featured authors and writers.
Mike Malevsky here at Big Cabbage Radio in Palmer, Alaska. Who's on the line? Dasha Van Hal, thank you very much for calling in. Calling from about 30 minutes away from L.A. and Southern California. Well, I've been looking forward to having this conversation about a new book, and its title is Miss Me Always. Perhaps for listeners who are wondering what the topic is and how it came to be that you did the book, maybe a quick look at what caused you to write this. As I understand, you had a miscarriage and delivered a baby who died shortly after birth. And there were complications from that delivery. Talk about what happened then.
After that, I actually had trouble with the epidural, and I went home in a wheelchair. I lost all ability to walk, lost feelings in my leg, and I was in a wheelchair for about a year. We did an adoption after that. That ended in a scandal, and we also did IVF and donor egg, which both failed. So we have definitely done our due diligence to start a family, and it has not quite worked out for us.
Whoa. That tale of how long a time are we talking about? You've gone through a number of very severe experiences. Did that take a period of years, or talk a little bit about that?
Yes, it's years and years. We've been struggling with infertility for about 13 years. Early on when we started, I did miscarry, and then for years nothing happened, and then we got pregnant with our son Brody. And that was in 2016. In 2018, we did IVF, which did not work. In 2019, we did the adoption, and by 2020, that was when it, you know, unraveled, and that didn't work out. And then in 2022, we actually did donor eggs, and that did not work.
So where are you now in this process? You've written the book, and when I speak with authors, I am struck by very often what has happened when someone has gone through the process of writing the book. You've gone through the experience, and then you write the book. How would you say the writing has affected you, doing this book itself?
Writing the book was very difficult. There were many times I wanted to give up, actually. I cried through writing the book because I had to relive everything that we've gone through, and I've tried so hard to heal from. So it brought up a lot of sad memories. Now that the book is done and it's finished and it's out there, I've been speaking to women who it's connected with, and they feel like a lot of what I've written is what they have felt or what they've experienced, and they don't feel alone like they did prior. Or it's also taught them to be more open and talk about it with either their significant other or, you know, family and friends. So my hopes in writing the book was that it would help, even if it was just one person. And it's helped several already, to my knowledge, because they've reached out to me. So it's doing what I was hoping it would do.
Okay. Mike Malevsky here at Big Cabbage Radio in Palmer, Alaska. And I'm speaking with Dasha Van Hal, who's written the book Miss Me Always. And really, it is about moving forward after grief. Dasha, I'm curious, what are the next steps for you? You've completed the book. What's next?
I actually just hope to get this book into the hands of people who need to feel seen and heard and who need some healing. My husband and I have recently started talking about perhaps looking into adopting an older child. Haven't quite gone there yet.
Okay. Well, it sounds as if the relationship with your husband has been very positive and has contributed to your being able to work through the experiences that you've had and look to the future. I haven't read the book. Do you speak about the way a relationship can help in these circumstances?
I do. pretty much the premise of the book. I wouldn't have made it through the struggles that we've had and the hard times. I wouldn't have been able to pull through my depression or my dark days without him. The way I describe it is he was sort of my lifeline because he was so supportive and so optimistic and allowed me to be me if I needed to scream and cry and heal. We had our moments. We didn't always talk, but we tried. We did communicate, and we did have moments where we cried it out. Those were the healing moments, and they were very, very important in our marriage.
Now, you've spoken here about the relationship and things that you've done. Outside of the two of you, were there resources that you used that helped you along the way?
Yes. I was able to find groups online. So researching online isn't always a bad thing. I did come across a group that is for ladies that had the same thing happen to them due to the epidural and after delivery. So it's a Facebook group, and there are over 5,000 of us on that group, and we share our stories, we share our thoughts. It was very eye-opening for me because I realized I wasn't the only one that this happened to, because when it was happening, it definitely felt like it was. And then there is also another group called Forever Footprints, and it's local for us here. And it's another group where a lot of moms who have had loss can get together and bond. So there are outside groups that help us. And then I can't say enough about the support from our friends. Our friends and family have just been there for us, stepped up for us. And surprisingly, people who we didn't think would be there for us, maybe haven't spoken to in years, really came through as well.
Very good. Tasha, we have about a minute left here. Do you have a last message for our listeners about your experience, the book, or anything else?
I do. You know, if you're struggling with trying to start a family, my biggest thing is don't lose sight of where you started from. You and your partner are in this together. And if you remember where you came from and the love that you shared, hold on to that, because that's what's going to pull you through. I also, as cliche as it sounds, you know, there is light at the end of the tunnel. It may not be what you want to see, but you have to trust in that journey and remember that there is still life to live, even if you don't get the child that you dreamt about. But live that life and never lose hope.
Okay. Tasha Van Hout, calling from about 30 minutes away from L.A. and Southern California. I want to thank you for calling in today and sharing your personal experience as well as having taken the time to write the book. Stay well out there.
All right. Thank you for having me, Mike.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to The Author's Line on Big Cabbage Radio, broadcasting from Palmer, Alaska. You can find the podcast at radiofreepalmer.org. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.